Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Game Over Greggy Show. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Kevin, I'm going to take my meat sandwich over to your bun shop and let's make something mega.
No.
Let's make something mega?
Let's make a Super Subway sandwich, Kevin.
You're a fucking crazy person.
When have you ever heard of food referred as mega?
What?
I don't know, man.
When have you ever heard food referred to as mega?
Supersize? I meant to say
mega
super
millions.
Size.
Mega millions.
This came out.
This came out.
Mega Man. Mega Man could be food if you
want. Let me try it again. Kevin, I want to take my meat and put it in your burger bun. We're going to make a supersized McDonald's Happy Meal. Kevin, make it happen, man.
Supersize a Happy Meal?
I guarantee you can supersize a Happy Meal.
Kevin, do they have Happy Meal stuff?
Yeah, but it's like
they 100%
wuss-ass
have
shit
meal.
With
yeah,
like,
they have
but there's
meals.
Options of instead of salad. Fries,
they,
you can get apples.
Kevin, give me a Google over there. I thought something's happening to Happy Meal.
Oh, I know. It's dumb.
Over here at Tim Gettys.
Let Tim host.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, man.
We had I was going to say, we're all having the same level of tiredness right now, which is interesting. And I feel like this is going to be one of those loopy shows based on the pre-show of 18 minutes of urethra talk.
It wasn't just it was Nick. Like, fuck, he was getting Kevin so well. I really
you know, that's what's got to happen when you want to get.
They're still here. They're fun.
Okay.
The Happy Meal.
The Happy Meal still exists.
Fine.
Still a thing that's happening.
There was
over
a big
there.
Hullabaloo about the toys being given to incite these fucking kids.
See, I knew they were doing a bunch of
but
shit.
Now they're not allowed to have the toys. I'm totally talking about my ass, but I know that this is 90% true.
Sure.
They're not allowed to have the Happy Meals come with toys. You have to pay extra for the toys.
Yep. He's 100% right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the extra, I believe, is donated to like poor kids.
Fat kids.
No.
Buys them fucking shoes so they can run,
kids.
You know?
Yeah.
Big kids.
Big kids. Big beautiful kids. Big
let me tell you, kids. That man can run.
That white boy can run.
Dude, there's so many good moments. I recently put on Reddit and tweeted out that we need some clips for the project we're working on.
Yeah.
And just every single one of them was from MCU. There's so many good moments in that of us just, and I watched the moment that like I was supposed to be funny in it, but like the moments leading up to it and after it, everyone's just cracking each other up.
It's so good. I actually was on a phone call today with Rooster Teeth about like sponsorships and stuff. And I was talking about MCU and I was pitching him on it. And I was like, hey, we've been doing the show. We're going to continue to do it, whatever. And he was like, oh, cool. This sounds great. And like, he's like, are you done? I was like, no, we're doing X-Men now. We're going to keep doing more stuff
afterwards.
And he was like, oh, that's great. I'm like, yeah, honestly, it's like, it's probably our flagship show on kind of Funny's channel.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, it is the most representative of who we are.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that we also have Andy and Kevin on it as well.
Sure.
It's like, it is our voice and it is us being as dumb as humanly possible.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Well, oh, you don't like when so Greg brings out about the whiteboard and explains how geography works?
Well, somebody needs to do that to fucking Fox when they're making these goddamn X-Men movies, but nobody does. They just let it all happen, thinking nobody's going to care.
I agree with you. I'm on your side, champ.
I will tell them, champ. I heard a lot of that at prom and then the meet and greet in Montreal that people really like MCU interview and they think it's like the most kind of funny show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. It is the most kind of funny show.
Sorry, I got to watch this
one. Put it on the box.
If you didn't know, this is the Game Over Greggy Show. Each and every week, four, sometimes three, best friends gather on this table, each bringing a random topic of discussion for your amusement. If you like that, head on over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get each and every episode early. How early, Tim?
You can be watching right now.
It's right.
Live.
For just a buck, you can watch us record the show live, which includes the pre and post show. And the pre show, Nick did an impression of his own urethra.
Boo, it's dark in here and a little wet.
Fuck.
God.
That's awful.
So bad. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can get it on demand as well that Friday. But if you don't want to pay a buck, no big deal. You just have to wait 7 whole days until it goes up as one big video and one big MP3 on kindoffunny.com, youtube.com/kindoffunny, and podcast services around the globe. Did you get stumped there on how many 7 is?
No. I just
saw you giggling and doing this.
I did
over
a
here.
Transfer. I had the 7, uh-huh. And I was like, "Can I do? Is it like patting your head and whatever?" And I was like,
"Patting your head, rubbing your belly,
head and whatever."
I don't know what
this is.
You
the kind of rubbing your tummy this something? Is the content you have paid for today, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we are at after prom, after a week without me.
After
me coming back after E3.
Oof, man, I tell you, we were joking around about it. I was like, oh, Greg's gone, so like we'll have less stuff to do because we backloaded it all before. And then I realized that there's not that many of us here to do stuff.
Yeah.
And that at one point by Friday, I felt so bad on Friday because I hit up Slack at 6:51 in the morning. And that shot that I got, that second shingle shot.
Okay.
So the shingle shot comes in 2. You're supposed to space them out 2 months. So I came back 2 months later. And I didn't know. The first one I got, I was like, I'm totally fine. Nothing happened. This one, 3:00 in the morning, I wake up shivering.
You got the shingles.
And I got the cold sweats. And I'm like, no, apparently I hit my doctor. I was like, do you get, like, is this like a flu shot where sometimes you get like the flu from it?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, this is not a live version of the virus or a dormant version of the virus. It's a protein, so it shouldn't give you shingles. But this might just be a side effect. And sure, should I Googled it? And like the number one side effect was like severe nausea, shivering, cold sweats. And I was like, well, that's great. So I felt so bad, long story short, that I had to hit these guys up. And I'm like, guys, I know we've been doing double duty all week, but someone's got to take over for me. Otherwise, I might like pass out on the morning show.
Good
and
content.
Tim hit me back and was like, I'll double do it. But that episode was great.
It was great.
It was Gia. Episode, right?
Yeah, it was really sad, though, because I wanted it to be Gia and Nick. I feel like that is a combo.
So what's she doing this Friday? Let's go.
She's working. She just had last week off because 4th of July. But we'll have to get that return happen. But did you see what we did? We did the
beard.
The face.
Yeah, it was weird. It was very, very weird.
It was hard. We tried to. We came up with the idea on the drive over. But
sure.
We interviewed each other. We had Kevin ask us questions, and we were supposed to answer them as the other person.
Sure.
It got really confusing really
fast. Sure it did. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it good content? Probably not. Is it ever?
The morning show?
Good one today, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't watched it yet, DJ Woolridge. I almost messed up his name, was on it. He was fucking a great guest.
Yeah, great guest.
We talked about how to make an independent comic.
Yep.
He has very, very smart opinions on everything that I like and dislike. He lines up with me pretty much 100%.
Okay.
With the exception of The Departed, but no one's perfect.
He's a former SourceFed person, now part of Only Stupid Answers.
Yes. OnlyStupidAnswers.com, I believe, is where you go for his podcast. But he's also doing Chaos Theory Volume 2, which is his comic book that he is about, I think, $500 away from funding.
Yeah, they're super close.
On his GoFundMe.
Cool dude.
Very cool.
ChaosTheoryComics.com. It'll take you to his page.
You know who's another cool dude?
Who?
Patreon producer Tom Bach, the Boxster.
The Bach!
Woo! Kevin, how did you take Tom Bach losing Prom King?
Not well.
Yeah, because you were out there stumping real hard for him.
I sure was.
I'm glad that the people saw through him, though, and didn't do that.
I'll tell you something about Tom Bach. Yeah. Eric Heitz was robbed for Prom King.
Oh, yeah?
What? Yeah.
How is that about Tom Bach?
Not really at all. I just wanted to bring up Eric because he has a dog, and I asked him to put it, if you have a dog, put it in a jean jacket, because I was wearing my jean jacket that day,
sure,
and I'll vote for you. And he did it, and now he gets my vote.
Well, there's a lot of dead bodies in Blessing's wake to be Prom King.
Damn, it's true.
Yeah.
And I love that picture of me tying the... Like, there's a couple pictures of me tying the cape around him, and he just looks like it was like
it was meant to be.
That was meant to be.
Yeah. Also, thank you to all these Patreon people who supported us. Thank you very much for going out there.
Should I sing? You want me to sing the name song?
I'd love it.
Hey, Greg, names are great. Have you seen all these names? They're really great. They roll left and right and up and down. They go sideways. Tim's in town.
Let's rotate them
under
right.
The floor. Everybody don't worry about that smell. It'll go away in 5 to 10 years.
Tim, what would you do if there's a fucking body under the floor? You
I'd be like, how did I get into the hair salon below?
I'd literally be like, Kevin, deal with it. And you'd be like, already done.
He would. That's 100% true. It would already be done. It would already. Nick, what's your topic?
My topic today is, you guys are always educating me on things that I don't know about. I'm always the last to know everything.
Well, that's true. Pop culture
and
stuff.
So
yes.
I wanted to take the opportunity for the next 5 to 30 minutes, depending on how fascinating this topic is, to ask you guys questions. What are things I should know that you know I don't know?
Here's where I want to start.
Or you can ask me questions, and I'll tell you if I know them or not, and then you can educate me on that.
Here's where I want to start.
Should give it. Love the Bisque pants, by the way.
Thank you very much. I'm a big fan of these red pants.
They're the Bernard pants.
They are the Bernard pants.
Yeah.
you say, of course, that we always educate you on things. We always tell you. We're breaking news to you. And that is true. Every morning I feel like something happens in the entertainment industry, the video game world, our sphere.
Yeah.
And you walk in and I'm always like, oh, shit, did you hear about this? And you're like, no, what happened? I feel like I know what your night usually looks like. Comedy, some jujitsu, some D time, a little bit of porn, play some video games.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Or Netflix, more than video games, but it's in there.
I work in some.
Do you just ignore all social? Like that's what I just
the
don't.
World.
I just don't understand how you don't see some of the things that happen.
Because, and this is not a knock against you guys.
Sure, I'm not. This isn't a knock against you.
It was one thing I've noticed. But you guys are always on your phone.
Sure,
I put my phone aside so that I can actually like not be stressed out by it most of the time.
But and then in the morning, you're always stressed out.
What's that?
Counterpoint, you're always stressed out.
I'm not always stressed out anymore. I've been pretty good for the last few months. Ask Tim, did I get at any point that I have any issues at prom?
No, that's wow. Congratulations.
I have manipulated is a bad word, but I've orchestrated my life to the point where most of the stress is out of it now. And I can just come in and enjoy everything I do.
That's true.
And one of those things. But that's the thing. Even when I was stressed out, I just don't. Maybe I don't follow the right people, or maybe I just don't check the feeds enough, but I see maybe conservatively speaking 10% of the things that you guys see on social media.
It is weird.
And you can
see
it based on how much I post compared to you, right?
Of course.
Maybe let's ballpark it. You do like maybe 5 times the amount of posts that I do on social on just on Instagram on any given day.
Sure.
Like when I scroll through my feed, it's like I know exactly what you've had for breakfast, lunch, dinner. I know where you and Jenna are at all times. And so that's my thing. It's like you love doing that. I don't vibe as much with it as you do. So I just don't know that that's the same with Twitter. Twitter to me is like I get the updates here and there, but I think you guys get it like as it happens. Mm-hmm. If you gave me 2 or 3 more days, or in my case, sometimes 2 or 3 more months, I'd know everything you guys know 3 months prior to that. And I think that's fairly on. I would say that I'm more informed than the average human being. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would say if you picked you went to Middle America and said, "Are you on Twitter?" and then everyone's like, "Guys, like, yeah," and you
Twitter?
Put me and that person against them, I would say I'm more informed than that person is about entertainment, about my sphere of things.
Sure, okay, that's fair.
My
that's
sphere fair. Of sure, things, sure, sure, right? Sure. Maybe I would even say put me up against any average person, and I could probably be like, "Yeah," in a true and false question, I know more about politics than they do.
But I'd say
what's happening
with
social issues
to make that more fair of a fight.
Sure.
I would say you're less informed than people that have 1,000 or more followers on any social media platform.
In about what though?
I mean,
you see what I'm saying? So this is where it gets confusing because you guys are super well informed with video games, right? Mostly because you guys have like friends that make these things and you have the inside track to them and you love it. You're passionate about it, right?
Sure, it's a passion for us, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same way you're up on, you know, UFC stuff. I know
a little bit more. I would say I know more about UFC stuff than you guys. I know a lot more about stand-up comedy because that's been a burgeoning passion of mine for the last 2 years.
If I want to know what Joe Rogan was eating for lunch, you could tell me that.
Yeah, he's probably having steak, asparagus, and a half an avocado.
There you go.
But I feel like it's not about the stuff where you're in the spheres. Because, I'm on Reset Era 10 times a day learning about video games.
Sure.
I enjoy that stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect you to know that stuff.
Sure.
But, like, I would expect you to know that a new like trailer came out or something
for
a Star Wars
and sometimes
movie.
I do
yeah
and sometimes well, I catch those the night prior
it's stuff
and
that's
I do.
Totally outside of the sphere of like when that raccoon was on the skyscraper like it's not like I follow specific people that are going to bring that to my attention that was just kind of a cultural phenomenon of a thing that happened
wait I'm confused on that one because I brought that to your attention.
But it's raccoon. Things like that.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's like, yeah, you saw the Twitter at that point.
Oh yeah, I see stuff. I think that the difference is, I see probably 80% of the stuff you guys see. I just don't retain it. Like there is times when I go, oh, like you'll tell me something and I go, oh, I did know that, but it was in and gone. You know, like I just don't pay attention to a lot of things. Even movie stuff, I've noticed a lot too, where I'm like, oh, I read that story 6 months ago. I can't do what you guys do. on Games Daily where you're like, oh, I'm gonna
connect that back.
Like, I connected it back to it inherently. Like, I know you, I've seen Greg like putting the research in and going back and like brushing up on the stories and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And there are some stuff I can do that with where I'm like, oh, like indie, we had an indie 5 story today, and I was like, I remember this being a thing a while back, and it's been pushed back before, and yada yada yada.
All the Batman movie news updates.
Yeah, it's just
impossible. It's always to keep up with that. How many fucking Joker movies are there?
3, I think. But I don't like, it's always weird. It's actually great for me because it forces me to try harder. It's always great for me to like walk in and be like, I know I'm the last person to know this thing. So it's cool. Cause I like feeling behind. I like feeling like I got to catch up and like try harder. It makes me a better person. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
Kevin, I just slacked a control something. Can you print 3 of those and bring 2 extra pens?
Oh no, I don't like this game at all.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Thanks for showing it, Kev. The United States.
I clicked it.
Hey, you know what? You fucked up the bit, Kev. Hey, all right, don't get in my face. Bada bada bing bada boom. Hey. Now, what I was saying is, I'm not trying to put you in the defensive here. Okay. The question about what you're talking about with movie stuff, right? I love the fact that you come in. I'm like, holy shit, have you seen this? And you have it, and I get to show it to you and share it to you because it's fun to see your excitement out of it too. It's always interesting to me. How different our regimens must be. Yeah. How different our mornings are. Oh, yeah. Where literally, I roll out of bed. On the way to the bathroom, grab the phone, turn it on, and look at it. And so, like, yeah, if they're like the new whatever Star Wars trailer drops, even if I'm not that into it, I'm like, all right, fuck, what's this? And I'm brushing my teeth while I watch it. And then I come in, I'm like, have you seen? And then by the time I get here 3 hours later, right, I feel like it's been retweeted and quoted and just beaten to the ground by everybody.
Yeah, I wake up as late as I possibly can because I stay up late at night.
Yeah,
I stay up till at least midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
I have to get 8 hours of sleep. That's not negotiable for me.
Sure, sure.
Because I feel like sleep is the most important thing you possibly do for yourself. And most people, that's like the first thing to let go. Drugs are great too. Sure, Definitely do cocaine. And I wake up, I probably wake up at 8:30, make myself some breakfast if I can. If not, I'll make it and pack it.
That's nice.
I'll pack it and put it to go. Say what's up to my wife if she's there. If not,
sure.
Done. In the car, listening to a podcast. And then quick coffee, and then I get here. And
the
then
coffee,
I
spend. Though, that's the thing that confuses me. Because it's like, you were talking earlier about not posting as much as Greg. Mm-hmm. I probably post about as much as you do when it comes to, at least on Instagram. Twitter, a bit more. But I'm definitely more of a lurker and consumer of Twitter. Mm-hmm.
You consume the social media more than you post. Like, same for like Reset Era, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. I don't think I've ever even posted on Reset Era. But like, I look at that shit every day. Mm-hmm. But it's not like I wake up and the first thing I do is look at my phone and all that. It's just like there is some moment between getting up
that I don't. Like, when I come in for the morning show, I already usually have 2 or 3 stories that I know are going to go on there.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting in line of coffee, I open up my news feed, and they're all entertainment. I have nothing but entertainment and politics on my news feed in an attempt to stay current. It's impossible with politics these days because there's always fucking 8 massively big things happening. Mm-hmm. And you're like, whose fucking lawyer is getting out of jail now? What's happening with this person? And what fucking new policy is Trump trying to do? And who's the new Supreme Court person? So all that stuff's a lot to keep up with. Of course, you can just watch you can watch MSNBC for 5 minutes and they'll just repeat the same story. It'll stretch that out for 3 hours. So I see those things, but I don't think that I have the passion for anything like you guys do for entertainment. So I don't necessarily care to constantly be seeking that stuff out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it's
like when I'm sitting on my couch, or if I'm at like an open mic, I'm like, I'm here to talk to people. I'm not here to perform. I'm here to write more material.
Sure.
And in that regard, if I have an idea, I'll go and I'll research it. But I'm not casually. I'm also just not that interested in the lives of the people that I follow on Twitter. And so, like, I just don't retain the information, or if I see it, I gloss over it. Or more often than not, I'm just looking for mentions of me so I can interact with people because I like doing that. That's fun for me.
That's not like navel gazing. That's like one of the ways to use it, right? Like, you want to talk to your audience,
lot,
the best
but I reply and I retweet and I quote tweet a lot. Does that make sense? Like, I very seldom start a tweet, but I'll fucking finish one. Motherfuckers.
Jesus Christ. Damn. I don't
even know. Are you proud of that?
I'm super proud of that one. That one came to my brain. I'm like, you know what? That's a great tweet.
That's a great tweet.
You got to tweet. Now, there's a few things as depressing I feel is when I go to scroll through Twitter or Instagram, like I'm all caught up.
Well,
like that thing of waking up in the morning.
Instagram's new thing.
Telling you you've seen everything.
Yeah, you've seen everything in the last 2 days. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing about Instagram. That Instagram is like, for a while there, for me at least, is like, I don't. Jesus Christ, guys, I'm riding a fucking hog outside. That's what they call Harleys, everyone.
But you were also thinking of a dick, though, weren't you?
No, yeah. I was actually, believe it or not, thinking of a giant pig. With Instagram, it's weird because it's always a little out of order for me. So I think they do that on purpose. So you just feel like, oh, I'm just going to stick on this platform for a while. So
there's
a
new thing, though, now.
Is there?
Where it's after the last update where there's a big block that'll just tell you you're caught up over the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. That's better.
I like it.
I like that a lot. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I love Instagram.
I also think that I think for you, Greg, like
I fall in love with Instagram
for
recently.
You guys and the way that you. The content that you love making, it behooves you to stay like you like being in the know because sure. That's what you guys do. Like you do mm-hmm. Gamescast and you do Games Daily. And like me growing up within this organization, well, look what I've done. We've done like GOG, which is topics range from literally anything, can be anything. So being an expert on any of those things is like, no, let's just go with the flow and we'll figure it out as we go. And we have that sort of like, we have those capabilities now where it's like, we were talking about a slightly more intense topic that we're probably not going to do in the show for a while. Yeah. But you were like, yeah, I don't want to do that because we have to read up on it. And I was like, we don't have to read up on that. We can start the topic and not know what we're talking about and just be open with that and have Kevin Google stuff and all learn together. That's the power of what I think this podcast is.
Sure.
And that's what I appreciate about like podcasts like Joe Rogan's podcast is he'll say something and wait a minute. Did I say the right thing there? And they'll spend 20 minutes researching and being like, oh, I was wrong. Oops, that's what happened. Oh, this is what's happening. Oh, let's form new opinions.
But he's got like a competent team. Well, right? I asked Kevin to print an image an hour and a half ago. And he's got just not at the desk now.
A competent person, which is important. And, you know, I was going to talk shit about Kevin. I'm not going to talk shit about
Kevin.
He's
gone. We can just say we really love Kevin, but we like to give him shit. We'll never say to his face that we really enjoy him. If you wanted to know how great we think he is, he'd watch the shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he would actually
clearly.
See his partner.
He'd be a fan like everyone else.
Sit over there and, mm-hmm. you know, not be back with the thing that he had requested a long time ago. Honestly, we should do something about Kevin.
Oh, I'm totally.
Talk about Kevin.
Here's what we should do.
One of the best doodles.
All damn time.
Anthony Carboni.
Here's what we'll do. We'll pretend like the bottom part of the table is broke and Kevin will have to make a table and we'll put it on top of him and that'll be his job here from now on.
Nailed it. Crushed
you.
It.
Thank you.
Do you know how to change a tire?
I do know how to change a tire.
Like, yeah. Are you confident at changing
if your
tire
was like, I needed to be changed, I would change it for you. I could do your oil. I could do your tire.
You can do your oil. Wow, 100%. That's impressive. Yeah,
that's
that
not hard.
Impressive.
All you have to do is drain it. I know. Change the oil filter. Make sure the O-ring inside is not like worn out.
Sure.
And then on the nut.
Tim, could you change your own oil?
So here's the thing. It's a two-part answer.
Oh, God.
Answer number one is, of course I can't. Like, I can't just fucking do it. I'm useless in every way possible.
Yeah, you could. You Google
but
it.
But on the other side is, I can because I can Google it. I've done my own oil, and I've had to change a tire. Did it myself. Didn't want to.
Sure.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't.
Yeah. We were driving through the old Quebec wilderness up there, and Jen tried to avoid something and, of course, ran right over it. And so she's like, oh, fuck, I wonder if, like, the tire...
Was it a human?
No, it was a piece of wood. You know what I mean? And it was, like, trying in the efforts of trying to go around it, went way more into it.
I'm not going
to
tell you what it was, but it rhymes with human.
Then we backed up over it and then drove off. No, and it was just that thing of, like, oh,
is
fuck.
Is it dead? It saw us. Back
and then,
up.
And it was
back
like,
up.
Even if it's fucked, it's no big deal. Is there a tire in this car? Is there a jack in this car? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I can change tire. She's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. And then it was that thing after I said it of, like, well, yeah, I haven't done it in...
Oh.
11 years, but yeah, dude, I could.
I came down. I came down to my garage one time, or my car, the carport rather.
Yeah.
And we were going on a trip, and I looked down, and my back left tire was flat.
Yeah.
And my wife looked at me, and she's like, "Oh my god, what are we gonna do?" And I was like, "Oh, I'll just put the spare on, and I'll swap the tires out, and we'll go get it fixed because I'm sure I just picked up a nail someplace." And to say that she laughed. Was not necessarily the right. That's not the sound that she made, but it was one of like
a guttural.
No fucking way are you going to be able to do this, right? Because every time I try to do anything handy around the house, it ends up being I fucking not Al Borland, Home Improvement.
Tim the Two Man Taylor.
I'm Tim the Two Man Taylor. I'll totally replace that. Fire, and then I should have hired someone. And I was like, no, I could totally do this because when I was younger in college. I drove like a fucking asshole and always got flat tires constantly. I was just like, I didn't give a fuck. And I was like, all right, that's
driving
you what.
On all four donuts. You don't even have tires in there.
Oh yeah. Like there were times my mom would like, I'd have to go back to my mom. Like I need another tire. And she was like, no, like make more money.
Elaine is not fucking down for that shit,
oh, she hated it. She was like, you're such an irresponsible person. That's why I drive so well now. Cause I learned, I swapped it out, drove it up. They swapped out the
what's the most stuff. Complicated thing you think you could cook?
Think I could cook?
Yeah. Like, can you make tortillas? Which I know aren't complicated, but they're difficult.
I would have to have a recipe for them, okay. But I'm confident that I could.
Okay.
Because I know they're just mostly flour.
Have you ever done it?
I have formed the tortillas before with my friend's mom, but I didn't actually make the batter itself.
Okay.
That's the hardest part, though, the forming it, right?
Kevin was there the night I failed.
Oh. Did you?
Yeah, and then we went to Migs' house last night, and he had the exact same experience. And I was like, oh, good, because Migs is a very talented chef as well. And I was like, if he struggles there, great. But it's also like I struggle with rice, but I can cook a million other things.
Well, I'll tell you, though, if you're going to pull out a tortilla your first time out, for like that's something you should probably do for yourself first.
Sure.
Fuck it up a couple times, and then invite people over.
For me, the problem was that Rachel Ray made it look too easy in the magazine.
Yeah.
Where she was like, you know, it's taco a week or a month or whatever, and you went in there, and she made it sound so simple that I got way too overconfident. And then I was like, Kevin and Paula were out somewhere. I forget what, or here. They're just like, I'm going to make tacos now. You want to come over? Yeah. I'm like, great. It'll be fucking easy. And they were there while I was like raging at these fucking tortillas that were like not right.
I would have loved it because I don't eat tortillas.
I know you would. Yeah. You're the easiest to cook for.
when we did cooking with Greggy and you had all that meat left over, I ate all of it. Uh-huh. And then Kevin came over. I was like, where is all the meat? And
you brought the buns.
In my fucking stomach, Kevin. Where are the buns?
You invited us all to come over and eat.
Kevin, I did.
There
the
was
buttons?
No fucking meat.
There was food. What are you talking about? There was chicken. I remember Cool Greg.
Yeah, Cool Greg was like, I hate all the meat.
Cool Greg came over blaze and was just like, I'll eat whatever's on the table right there.
What's the most complicated thing you could cook?
Most complicated thing I can cook.
From memory.
From
like if
memory.
You, if I sent you to the store and I was like, gather ingredients and come back and cook me something impressive.
Huh.
Right?
I mean, I'm sure I could cook like a chicken piccata.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Because that's mostly just butter and capers and bacon and things like that. Anything that revolves more than I think three steps is going to be a little hard for me. I could cook rice. I can cook pasta, rice, things like that. But if you're asking me to make this.
Wait, from scratch you can make pasta?
No,
are you just saying you can boil water and put the
things
pasta
in and test it occasionally?
Well, you have that weird like crazy Italian side. So I'm not sure if you're like I can make a fucking pasta. Kevin, throw me an egg. He gives you an egg, a bunch of flour, suddenly linguine's all over the table.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I used to know how to make that I probably couldn't make for me right now is my mom's meatballs. Those are because meatballs are actually a lot harder than you think.
She put breadcrumbs in there.
She puts bread in them. She takes Wonder Bread and puts it in along with the breadcrumbs.
Damn.
Yeah. So she takes She'll take and then this is the thing I can't remember what ratio of fat to protein that she does. If it was my, I think she normally, because she knows I like them.
80-20.
Would you like 80-20?
Yeah.
But I would probably do like 80-15 because I don't like them to be too light. I can be a little more dense.
Real quick, what were you doing with the other 5%?
The other 5%.
We said she would do 80-20 and then you're like, I do 80-15. I was like, wait,
I go in there, I just pick it out. Can't do math. Can't
just
do
making
math.
Making sure we're on the same page on that one.
No, 85-15 is how math works.
Okay.
No,
okay.
But yeah, I used to make those with my mom every once in a while. Those are super fun. But you know, you got to crack an egg in those fucking things. You got to use the breadcrumbs. You got to form them. You got to use the proper, like meatballs are all about the seasoning. So like how much pepper are you going to put in them? How much salt? How much garlic salt? Are you going to put fennel? Like what are you going to do in these meatballs? And then you got to form them up. And let me tell you, man, if you've never made a fucking meatball before, your hands get cold as fuck.
Sure.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you got that cold meat and you're just fucking digging in, and then you got to make the balls, and then you got to take the balls over and you got to pan saute them so they cook a little bit, then you put them in the sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's hard.
Exactly.
You got to, like, I'm always like, is that cooked? Because it's meat, but it's in red sauce. So you can't tell if the meat's red or not until you got to crack
one
open and see.
What's the, so are we just doing beef here, or are we putting some pork in there, or what are we doing?
Mostly, my mom used to always just make them with beef.
All right.
With ground beef.
That's where you get away with it, right? Because then it's like, all right, even if it's pink inside, you know.
No, it's still ground beef, though.
I know, but it's like, whatever.
Ground beef's
still
the worst
beef.
One to do with.
I know, but you're going to be fine. You know what I mean? At least then it's just like, ah, it's a little bit, you know.
I mean, if it's pink, it's fine. If it's red, you're going to have the squeegees.
If it's fucking raw.
A little bit.
It's a big old time.
Oh. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. No, I don't think so.
What else should he know? What should he know? What do you want to know about Nick?
What's my question? Here's a question for you guys. What have you noticed about me? What should I change in my routine to get me a little bit more in the know? Because I do spend a lot of time on Twitter. I just don't necessarily think I look at the same things you guys look at. Does that make sense? Like when I'm watching TV, I do have the habit of every 15 seconds I pick my phone up and check stuff. But yeah, I feel like I follow all the people you guys follow.
I don't think you do.
Maybe not.
The best thing is I can't think of a list of people that you should.
That's a good point, because I probably only follow a couple hundred people. How many people do you guys follow?
A question.
Maybe that's my problem. How many people do you guys follow?
1,000 something.
Yeah, I'm at like, I think 1,300, 1,200 now.
Maybe
something.
I'm under. Maybe I need to.
You are following 380 people.
Yeah, so maybe I just need to follow with like 700 more people.
Toss her out. Sean Pitts, toss her out. Wired, garbage.
Toss her out.
Mario Naproos, toss him out.
No, absolutely. Okay.
IGN still? Come on.
Hell yeah.
I'm at 866.
Is that just a follow you give him and you mute him? That way, like, well, it still looks cool.
I was actually just about to say, I feel like IGN is a good one to follow, with the exception of all the fucking memes and shit.
That's why I had unfollow. They just they did too many memes and shit for too long.
The info is there. Like, if you just casually follow them, you'll get the info on the news and happenings of the day. But then you also get a bunch of shitty Fortnite memes. But
well, you know, I like Fortnite.
You are a big Fortnite player now, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just the way my brain works, too. I'm very flighty, you know? Yeah. I'm always like, you guys have seen it. You'll be having a conversation. I'll be like, I'm going to think about something over here for a little bit.
Yeah,
and I'm like, wait, what did you guys say?
The shiny distraction.
Yeah, there's a little to me, too, of like, I don't know, I find it maybe overwhelming, so maybe I just shut down to it sometimes.
Is that your thing?
Like,
do you think that's one of your things, is you get overwhelmed easily?
Yes.
Today you came in, right, and like, there was a million questions we had for you before you even sat down, and you got overwhelmed, it seemed.
Well, no, I was fine with that. Okay. Well, no, it's because one of the questions, and Kevin, I'm going to talk about you right now, but not in a bad way, was that Kevin has 3 months of expenses, and then he knows I'm like, I've got a guest here, I've got to plan this show, I don't know DJ very well, so I'm trying to get to know him, and Kevin's like, now is the time I'm going to ask you for that check, for that expense that I put in.
That was the third request.
Yesterday. I gave you this receipt yesterday, even though it's 3 months worth of receipts. I've waited 3 months for this. But one extra day is just not going to happen. And so he's like, can I get it? And Kevin knows not to ask me trivial shit like that before the show starts. And he does it just to annoy me.
That's not true.
I don't think he does it to annoy you.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't say that. That's totally not true.
We have talked about this.
Hey, wait, hold on. This is a Pickles conversation real quick. So let's all be chill. Oh, no, I'm saying talk, but I'm just saying, not escalating. I don't want the escalated situations where, like, acting.
No. You were having some fun at my expense. So I'm not saying in a bad way.
I
know we were joking around, but I was like, Kev, no, I had to stop people. Like, you gotta leave me alone. I got to pause. It was fine. We didn't get into it this morning.
But I think as an outside observer, I don't think he was trying to give you a joke.
My perception of it was you were like, Nicholas, you're going to give me that joke?
No, it was just...
Like, you have been playing that joke up with me this morning and all yesterday as well.
Well, I mean, I wasn't playing it up. It's just typically I've always given you those, and you immediately slap it out. Sorry. Yes. I'm dying. Yesterday,
hey, you don't have to pay him anymore.
yesterday,
let's just let him go.
Yesterday, I did something I don't normally do, which is normally I have it at the... We transcribe it on a Google spreadsheet, and I have it transcribed. Yesterday, when I went to give you the receipts, I didn't have that. I didn't realize you needed that.
It's helpful.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't realize. So this is the first time you were ever like, oh, no, go do this first, because typically I have that done. So I went, banged it out, and then we got busy.
Yeah,
we
were here at 7:30.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I asked you again for it.
Mm-hmm.
We got busy again. We were here till 7:30. Yeah. This morning I was just like, oh, hey, let's make sure it gets banged out. And
well, I think your exact words were, can you write that check for me right now? And I said, no, I can't. We'll do it after the show. And you were like, that's fine. There's no... We're more mad at each other right now than we were this morning. I don't think I was like...
I mean, you got real...
Well, I just said, you got to leave me alone because I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this guest we have. And that was fine.
To be fair, also, I had no idea. Like, the whole guest thing, that was relatively new news to me. I didn't know where you guys were on that either.
I booked the guest. I've known forever.
Yeah, I was informed.
It's fine. I'm awesome. That's what we do.
Yeah.
I'm awesome. Anyway, long story short is... I don't...
You're not quick to overwhelm.
I usually have been in the past, but it's something that I've been working on.
Is that from working with your therapist?
Yeah, a lot about that. A lot of that is...
How long have you been seeing him?
A little over a year. Gotcha. It's not very regular anymore because now I just do like one check-in a month, one or two check-ins a month, usually because we have so many things going on Monday that I'd rather not sacrifice stuff here for that.
Sure.
But if I can carve out an hour a week to talk to him, I feel like it's a good reset point.
Okay.
It's nice to just be like, hey, here are the things that are going on. Here's what I want to work on. And here's the trouble, the spots that I've noticed in my own psyche.
Question. Would you recommend therapy to everyone?
100%.
Really?
And here's
I was talking to some people up in Montreal who do it. And they that's what they said too. And I was like, interesting.
Here's why. It's nice to have someone who is as objective as possible.
Sure.
Listen to you talk and help you strategize things.
Is that what they do? Because what I was saying, and I was
different therapists.
I wasn't shitting on therapy at all, obviously. But I was up there, and my interpretation of therapy has always been, and this is based on mainly, you know, fucking Frasier. But the idea would be that, like,
every session they go, "Okay, hey, we're good. Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling."
What was his sign off on the radio? He had a very for
no, no, I'm just
you,
thinking,
you know what I mean? You watched all of it recently.
Yes, fuck.
He said something at the end of every show. It doesn't matter. And not the show, Seattle, like the show Frasier, Tim, to bring you up to speed, but the show that Frasier Crane hosted on the show Frasier, he had a sign off on the radio.
Got it.
Show
with the podcast within a podcast.
Exactly. What I was talking about with therapy is somebody who's never been to therapy, and not saying that in a proud way, saying that in a way that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay, you don't have to.
It was, I've always had the interpretation from it that it's mainly them listening to you and then nudging you along until you basically say the thing you know is the right thing, but you put words to it so that it's kind of like, oh fuck, that's how I really feel about this thing.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, it's like you were saying, there's a different type of therapist you can go to. There sure. are those, and then there's also ones that are a bit more advice driven.
Okay.
Jay's mom does couples therapy, which is obviously very different than single therapy, which she also does as well, but it's like she focuses and her like whole thing is in couples. And there's a lot of couples therapy sessions she does that like the couples don't even have problems. It's just
I've done couples therapy.
Yeah,
we did couples therapy before we got married, as the recommendation of some friends, and they were like, "You should do it." And I'm like, "Oh, this would be a good idea," and it really helped us iron out some details that I didn't think were going to be an issue, but had like this the thread was there of like this might be a problem later
this
in
could
life.
Snag in yeah, 4 years it's like, from now become an issue.
It was really helpful in like figuring out how the finances were going to work and like the boundary issues, things like that. It's really nice. It's just. The way I look at it is, if you wanted to get fit, what would you do? If you had infinite amounts of money, so what's top of your head? What's the first thing you think you'd do?
If I had infinite amounts of money and I wanted to get fit,
right,
I'd get a personal trainer.
Right.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because then they would just tell me what to do.
Right.
To keep
me
on track.
They would guide you through the process.
They would give me the exercises and the knowledge and the form and the regimen.
Exactly. And they would make sure that you don't hurt yourself, and they would make sure that you stay on track and are checking in with goals that you want to achieve.
Yeah.
Same with a therapist.
Gotcha.
That's all a therapist does. Some people, and granted, I'm coming at it from an extreme place of like,
white privilege.
I was going to say privilege, but not in the sense of white privilege, but in the sense of like, I didn't, I could have been fine and happy and functioned without going to therapy, but I think I'm better off now that I have.
Sure. Yeah.
I wanted to iron out issues with anxiety and claustrophobia, and in doing so, I found a lot of really, really good techniques that could be applied across the board. And I think I'm a lot better and a lot more successful than I was a year ago, just across the board as far as performing, being a better friend, being a better husband, things like that. So, yeah, I definitely recommend people if you want to. It's also just nice to talk to someone who doesn't fucking know you and doesn't know your shit and will just listen to you and be like, cool, well, here's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it sounds like this.
The brutal truth, right?
Well, you know, you have a tendency to form your own narrative and form your own reality.
So
when there's someone who's taking notes and goes, well, you know, 6 months ago, like for instance, one of the things that we talk a lot about is health and these habits that I have accumulated over the years of like, when I'm worn down, this happens. When I'm stressed out, this happens. Mm-hmm. Like, I know now that I get to a threshold where like I need to, in every aspect of my life, incorporate a recovery phase. And by that I mean, after prom, if I don't take a couple of days off, I'm probably gonna snap and I'm gonna be mean to someone. And that's just the way it's gonna go. And so I know that. I've seen that past behavior repeat itself over and over and over again. And so either I choose to engage in that and be an asshole and be a madman, or go, okay, if I'm sick, I gotta hit Tim up on Friday and be like, Tim, I hate to do it, but I can't come in. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to get everyone sick. Like, I need a refresh day and I need to go into the weekend. And that's really been very helpful for me because it puts the control back in my hands of like, I don't have to drive around angry like a madman. I don't have to snap at poor Kevin. I can just go, oh, this is me. Like, I'm tired. Maybe I haven't eaten enough today. Maybe I'm just overworked and I need to go sit at a pool for 2 days and relax. But I know that because I've done a lot of that, like, that work in therapy of going and seeing those patterns repeat over and over again. And then seeing the one thing where you go, let's go left instead of right this time, and go, oh wait, this is better. This is way better, you know? Yeah. And that's the kind of thing that you can utilize across the board, you know?
Can you imagine me going to therapy? You know me very well.
Yeah. I think you'd like it.
Really?
Yeah.
You love talking.
I do, but I feel like I do that enough.
Well, I mean, you're a pretty open person, and I don't think that, I mean, again, I don't think everyone needs it.
Yeah.
I do think everyone could benefit from it. Right. I think if I said to you, I'm just going to give you 1 hour a week, and I'm going to sit with you, and whatever you need, we're going to figure out.
Yeah.
That's a cool tool to have, basically. You know, when I said I wanted to go up a punchline, I wanted to do stand up, he was the first person I told that to. And he was like, cool, if that's a goal that you want to achieve and you're scared about that and that's adding to this anxiety, like, let's, the best way to get that anxiety out is to achieve that goal, is to go and have those steps to go and do that. Same with me getting my blue belt, which I hopefully will get this year. It's, did you say Kiai?
Kiai.
You know, those are all, you know, those are all things that scare the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. But now I've got enough data and enough tools and enough experience to go, cool, I'm scared. Great. Let's push that aside. Let's go forward with this way of doing things that I've accumulated and be able to go achieve this goal.
Is that why you got shingles as well? Because you were scared of it?
I mean, I think shingles was scared of me. And tried to cave
now
out
it is. It. Now it fucking is. Except for this. God, you got it.
Going on.
Fucking got it.
What do you want? What do you want to know if he knows? This is where we started with this, right?
Yeah, I don't know. That, it's weird because I feel like I never realized. I don't have answers. It's not like I have a list of things. It's just things will come up and I'm like, how do you not know that? And it's like, it's things that I feel like phones are a perfect example.
What do you mean?
Unwillingness to upgrade. I feel like you're past it now. I feel like now you've learned. Listen to me. Like earlier yesterday, you're like, hey, D wants to get a new phone. Should she just wait? And I told you, yes. Yes, she should. And I feel like you're actually going to listen to me for the first time.
Well, I'm going to listen to you. We'll see.
We'll have to see.
She was like, I can't wait 2 months. I was like, you can fucking wait 2 months. But to be fair, her battery like goes like that. And the guy told her, I was like, you should get their battery replaced. But the guy at the shop was like, it's not your battery. It's the fact that your phone's so old. They're just
how old
all
is
these.
It?
Are, it's an iPhone. I want to say 6. Okay. So it's one generation more than the one I had before, which is the brick. But the other thing is this. You guys are a crutch for me. Because I walk in and I go, I don't have to know anything about phones or video games. Because I could just hit Greg up, like, sure. What's going on with this thing? And you'll go, oh, it's this. And I go, cool. Or comics, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, if I want to read a comic, like, Greg, is this a good comic? You're like, nah, it's not good. I'm like, cool, I'm not going to read it. Fuck it. You know?
Yeah.
Same with Kevin and Tech. I'm like, if I want this thing, Kev, what is this thing? Don't do it. Okay. You know? And that's one of the things that, again, that you got to work on. Because I used to be a pretty big control freak where I'm like, I have to fucking know everything. And now I'm like, eh. You can't know everything. Let it go.
Yeah, it's impossible, right? Find people. Yeah. Letting go, I think, is a big part of it.
Be a little bit more like
you don't.
I want to be more like Vincent Chase from Entourage, where everyone else just does stuff, and I get to show up for the fun stuff.
Sucks.
He's a terrible. I shouldn't say terrible actor, but his.
You can say that Vinny Chase is a terrible.
Yeah, yeah. That was the whole point. Is like he was a bad actor. That was
Tim.
Yeah.
Will you pour me a cup of ice and then bring me my thermos as well? Yeah. Thank you. The coffee machine's broken at Kinda Funny HQ, so I brought a thermos coffee today.
Tomorrow? Smart man.
Tomorrow? Yeah, I'm not holding my breath for Keurig to come through tomorrow with a brand new... No, it's not you, Kevin.
No, it's fine.
See how it personally takes it all, you know?
Well, you know. He doesn't take it personal until he, you know, until he takes it personal.
Snaps and throws it in the ground. Kevin, how you doing? What should Nick know? What do you want to know if Nick knows? This is the Nick Knows Show.
Content with the amount of knowledge he has, you know what I mean.
Kevin doesn't want me.
I mean, he's
more.
The adult.
Occasionally, I've started this thing that I think I'm gonna double down on. It's taking off my shoe in front of him. See what happens.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Don't. Yeah, I mean, you're dangling a raw chicken in front of a crocodile.
Here's what's gonna happen: one or more of us will get hurt. It'll probably be me, and all of us will have bruises because this is hardwood floors,
dude. A story we haven't told on this here show, the Game Over Greggy Show, is how close you came to really hurting me at prom. In the hours leading up to prom.
I apologize about
that. No, it's
fine. That was such pure accident.
It was fun, and it's like just us horsing around, but it wasn't until I was on the ground where I was like, I heard something pop. That could have been really bad.
Oh, no, you didn't go down that hard. Plus,
no,
in your words, you know how to take a bump.
I took the bump.
Yeah,
I know. So we were waiting for, you were doing rehearsals for prom, just bumming around.
About?
We were on the dance floor just waiting for time, and I did something where I was like, hey, Nick, what would you do if I did this? You just grabbed my leg, and then you brought your head to the side of my torso here. I'm slapping my right side, and I basically cinched her on your neck or whatever. And you're like, yeah, see, that's the problem. Like, that's why you're not supposed to do that. And I had done the thing where you did it and you pushed me back, so I did the hop, but I didn't go down because I was balancing myself on your head.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, well, what are you supposed to do? And right there, I opened the door. And you're like, what I'm supposed to do is hook your leg and then put my head into your middle rather than your side, so you can't cinch. I'm like, oh, well, show me. And you did it, and I went fucking down like a bag of potatoes.
Yeah, I mean, you were just, I had you at a disadvantage because you're on a slippery dance floor, too. Like, you weren't, if the carpet had been under there, you could have gotten probably a little more friction, but yeah. When you do a single leg with someone, There's a couple ways
single
to do
leg
it.
Takedown?
Yeah, you can, when you scoop up the person's leg, one of the ways that you can do it is you stuff it between your legs, which sounds oddly sexual. It's sure. dangerous because you can get sacrifice thrown.
Sure.
But if you stuff it between your legs and then you put your head square either in their chest or here.
Yeah.
And never, the problem is a lot of people, their first inclination is when they go to take you down, they do like a football.
Yeah, football
takedown where it's like shoulder first.
And that's my thing, right? When I think about fighting people, like I, you know, I've exposed myself many times in this. When I think about fighting people, I'm spearing you, goring you, whatever wrestling term you want to take. I want to get you on the ground.
That for
but if
you,
I hit anybody who was smart, well, I feel like they would do all the stuff you're talking about.
That for you is going to work 99% of the time. You're a big guy. You're going to spear them. You're going to hit them so hard that they're not going to be able to like... They're not going to be able to think. If you don't train that muscle memory of going immediately to a guillotine choke, you're not going to know how to do it.
I would bite them.
You could bite people.
God.
Yeah, not in jiu-jitsu, but you just bite people. Biting is a legitimate strategy.
Yeah, you know what?
Why not?
Bite is it really? No, it is not a legitimate strategy.
I mean, if you're in a fight,
you
anything
almost
goes.
Had me. Oh, yeah.
Maybe
sure,
look at this way. If someone's trying to threaten your life, do whatever the fuck it takes to do that. Every once in a while, I train my wife. She fucking hates it. She refuses to take. Like jiu-jitsu for obvious fucking reasons because it's like, she's like, no, that's painful and like really hard. But every once in a while, I'll see her rear-naked choke. I'm trying to, if I can just get her
super hot.
To get a, to understand what a rear-naked choke is and put it and apply it at any time, then I'll consider myself at least doing my husbandly duty of helping to protect her when I'm not there, right?
Yeah.
And so when we see it in movies.
Wait, rear-naked choke is what? When she's on their back, right?
Yeah. So you have someone's back and you basically, you wrap their neck up and then you tuck your hand in there.
So it's a sleeper hold. Yeah,
it's a sleeper hold. Yeah. But there's other ways to do it. But yeah, sure, not the top of the head, the back of the head.
Sure. Because
But every time I see it in a movie, because it gets done in movies a lot now.
Tomb Raider.
I pause it. That's what we were watching.
Yeah.
I paused it and I was like, babe, what you doing? And Danielle goes, oh God. And I'm like, come on, we're not going on until you do it. And then I just sit there. And then she goes, all right. But she hasn't grasped. She gets the choke down real good. She has not grasped the concept of tapping.
So you tap and you just wake up an hour later and she's watching HGTV.
And maybe she's doing it on purpose because she's like, I'm tired of doing this. But I'm trying to get her. The next thing we moved on to is a collar choke. Where she has like, you know, if it's something called guard where your legs are wrapped around someone when they're in your guard and then you just put your hands in and choke their collar.
You said your husbandly duty first. Do you think of this as a self-defense thing for her?
Not in any way.
I was going to say, how is she going to get around? Yeah.
No. I mean, cool. I can't. I'd be like, I got to teach her three passes so she can get someone's back.
Exactly.
But you know, if it happens that she can get that hold and that's the one thing she can do, that's better than nothing.
She's doing like preemptive strikes.
Well, she's like, I feel like
that guy looks shitty. just
behind him. I'm like, babe, that's assault. She's always like, well, because I always tell her, I'm like, what's the first thing you could do if someone's like fucking with you? And she's like, go for his eyes. I'm like, fucking poke people's eyes. Do whatever you want. If someone's eyes, just fucking poke their fucking eyes as much as you possibly can, right? Hit the dick, run away. But it's so dangerous. And a lot
three
of people.
You always got to go three.
Just down.
Dick, out.
Out. That's the dangerous thing about self-defense in general, though. And I'm not saying this for women or for guys. It's just in general is that people walk around with a very inflated sense of what they can accomplish physically.
I think about it all the time.
And when I see my wife see what I know what I'm capable of at, you know, way heavier than she is with way more muscle mass and a lot of training. And I know that I would get decimated. I get so scared. I'm like, if someone, it's terrifying to me. That's why I'm like, just stay out of the,
I have going for me
in
the self-defense situation that pops off. I feel like, that person's adrenaline's going and stuff, but they just don't know that I'm going to match them. I don't negotiate with terrorists kind of thing. I've watched the movies, and this isn't a Greg bit. Like, I'll watch the movie or the true crime thing or whatever, and I'll be like, and what did we learn? And it's like, just don't play along with them. Don't get in the van. Don't be quiet when they say. If you pull a gun on me or a knife on me, I'm like, that's fucking up. Like, at some point, I'm grabbing that and trying to fucking kill you.
I've been across the street from pubescent girls and felt fear.
That's fair. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like looking forward to these horrible situations. I just like watch it in my head and I'm like, for me, it'd be great right now if I could pull the information of the documentary I remember watching about this fucking horror story of this family that got fucking.
Was it the pizza delivery thing?
I don't think so. No.
It wasn't Evil Genius.
Where they were all in on it or whatever, kind of. That's another fucking.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's
but
really good.
It's really good.
Jesus Christ. I just know there was a pizza delivery. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible story of a family, a dad, it's a mom, two girls. They had Home Intruders, I believe, right? That then moved, took them in there or whatever and held them hostage for days and did just horrible shit to them, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they took the wife out to get bank money out or whatever, she passed a note, I think, and they came back and basically they gave a window and the dad escaped, but then the house was on fire and everybody like burned alive behind them kind of thing or whatever.
Fuck me.
And I'm playing loose with the details, but that's pretty much what happened. And it's that thing of like, if it was me and Jen in this situation and we were being taken captive or whatever, like I'm going to make them kill me before anything can happen. Cause I can't live with the other side of it. You know what I mean? If I sit there and second guess for the rest of my life of like, well, what if I had done this? What have done that? Like as soon as it spikes, like my hope would be you pull the gun, you pull the knife, right? Give me your money. And I'm like, fucking it's on. And maybe not even in that situation. And again, I'm sure somebody out there is listening or watching right now and has lived through this scenario and frozen their tracks, didn't do anything, played along, got out nice, and is telling me right now, don't fucking do that, right? I understand that. You know more than me on this 100%. Right now, you can only play with the horrible hypotheticals you have. Yeah. But it would be the thing of like, and it may be not even like a mugging, but like something to that effect of like, they're just trying to kidnap you and get the ransom. Well, now you got a murder on your hands. They're going to murder me in the streets or what? I don't know.
Let's put it this way. If you're getting mugged, give them whatever you got.
Sure, of course.
If someone's got a gun on you and they say, give me your watch, whatever. We all saw the Wayne murders,
we know.
Yeah. Here you go. You got to take everything you want.
I'm the opposite of you, and I feel like I'm going to get, when this inevitably happens to me, I'm going to get out of it alive. G is going to be fine. If that 12-year-old girl was across the street and she looked at me, she pulled a knife on me, like, I know my instincts, kick her in the cooter.
Right.
I'm not going to do that.
Cooch. Kick that fucking
cooch. I'm not
going
to do that.
I mean, she's a 12-year-old girl. You should probably just kick for the head.
Like that meme you showed me the other day that Kevin had.
It's
a girl trying to
kick
a cup off of her friend's head and just fucking
right in her face.
That's
an example of a thing that Nick should know. You know what I mean? It's just like that.
Well,
video,
I know that because Kevin said it to me.
Yeah.
And then you showed it to me. I was like, Kevin showed it to me.
It went viral that was a moment in time. Do you need to know it? No, but like you should.
When did that go viral? Did it go viral when I saw it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I saw it.
You were there for it, man.
Yeah. But see, you guys understand. You are the friends that would show me that stuff. Like you are the ones that retweet the thing or Slack the thing, or in Kevin's case, all like five times a day, send me links to. he sends me amazing
animals.
Links to
it's
everything. I love them. I would say stop. I love them. I send half of them to my sister-in-law and my wife.
Good.
They love them,
and they're like, "Man, Nick is so on top of animal memes. I wonder where he's getting them all." Nick comes back and is like, "I just have an eye.
I do follow a lot of animal feeds on Instagram. There was a time in my life.
It's like Reddit. Reddit is the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
but Reddit's just, like a life.
It is a life, but it's like if you could just follow a couple things and like honestly, like just if you made that just a thing you do every day, like you are just so much more
Well,
informed.
I check the movies feed and I check the TV feed and I check stuff like that. But
so when you say
you
check them, are you going to r/movies or are you looking at your front page?
r/movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Reddit's a dangerous game, man. Mm-hmm. It took for a long time for me to understand it. And once I did, I'll tell you the amount of times probably like why you're, you know, healthier all around than me of just like, man, I got up early today on a Saturday or whatever, and then 45 minutes later, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
I want to play games, I wanted this, but I wanted to pop into the subreddit, and now I'm fucking looking at Ask Reddit Anything, reading about all these sexual deviants out here and just getting rock hard.
Fuck yeah, dude. Gone Wild.
You would love it. You would love it. What? No, Ask Reddit.
Negative pictures.
Bigger than you thought.
No, I mean, I do, and I still spend a lot of time doing stupid shit like that, too. I go down rabbit holes all the time.
Yours is the Netflix, though. I'm just looking through
Netflix.
No,
mine's just obscure shit on Twitter. There's lots of stuff on Twitter that I follow where, like, I follow Mashable, and every once in a while Mashable tweets something, and I'm like, well, I got to read this article, and then that just goes down a fucking rabbit hole. I'm like, I didn't learn anything. I don't remember why I started this, and I'm dumber now. I'm actually dumber now
for
having gone down this.
See, that for me, that used to be BuzzFeed.
I've had to pretty much unfollow all BuzzFeed.
No, I know. I mean, BuzzFeed's gone. BuzzFeed now is a way different BuzzFeed than when
it
started.
It's gone too far.
Yeah.
Like, for so long, I was fucking right or die, and I would have recommended BuzzFeed, because it's like, I know people had their opinions one way or another, and there was, like, a lot of garbage, but there was a lot of substance there as well. And
well, BuzzFeed News
just,
is still good. It's just, they now do the listicles there as well. BuzzFeed gets me once a week. I still follow, I don't follow them. I track them on my news feed, so in the news app. That makes sense. I know it's kind of different to me. I'm not following them on social media.
I like you're like Batman. Like, I got an eye on him. I'm tracking him, but
I'm
not
paying
attention.
Of those things, like when I set up my new phone, I was like, oh, right. I forgot there's fucking the newsstand where you can just aggregate all the news. And I'm like, I'll put BuzzFeed on there just to see what the kids are talking about. Mm-hmm. And man,
those kids.
There are like 300 articles they put out every day. And most of them are completely just a complete and total waste of time. But they're fun.
Yeah,
they're fun.
I don't know.
Like every time they know where they get me. You know why?
You won't believe they what happens do
the,
next?
No, it's the fuck. It's always this. It's always the five toys you had in the 80s. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. God fucking damn you, Mr. BuzzFeed, because I got to click on this.
Like 5 years ago.
No, they still do this shit. They still do
now.
All
it's
articles.
Way more just like.
No, dude, I saw one article that was literally like the 10 words that nobody uses anymore. And I'm like, well, I got to click on this because I probably use all these words.
The thing with BuzzFeed that like now, and I get
it was a dumbass article. And by the way, I don't use any of those fucking words. Nice. I know to use fire now.
Fierce.
They were like, oh, nobody uses dope or not dope. Nobody uses rad anymore. I was like, fuck you. Are you fucking 90? Yeah, but they don't use it like.
We're bringing it back.
As a like, it's not a cool modern word to say like fucking lit or fire. Lexicon. I heard Kevin say that thing is hot fire today, which I think means really cool, but I'm not sure.
No, if something was on fire.
I hate that, like, you say hot fire now, and literally.
No, I say everything.
Yeah.
I say things
literally everything.
Dog.
I hate.
Dog, I used to just annoy you now.
Dog, you only do when you play Fortnite and you're trying to.
When are you going to play Fortnite? Are you going to be my friend one day?
I mean, are you ever going to be good? And that's the question.
Never. No.
Champ doesn't roll.
I'm getting better.
I'm down to play. You invited me once when I was at a meet and greet. I don't know what you want me to do.
I have no idea what you're doing in Canada. Again, I don't follow anything you do. I'm misinformed. No, but I do like those. I like dropping to singles. Man, you don't feel alive solo? Until you go into solo.
I don't like squads. Duos is all right.
Duos
if I want to play.
Have you played 50 on 50?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking fun.
It's whatever. There's not a lot of action.
Yeah, there's a ton of action. Game. You just go where the fucking cluster is and just clean up.
I like to be out there and know if I see somebody, I got to kill them.
That's fair.
You see something, say something.
See something, say something.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Today, we're brought to you by Hims, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Did you know 60% of men lose their hair by age 35? Wade, breaking news, 66%
of men. I was about to say, I thought
lose
it
their
66.
Hair by 35. Once you notice, you keep it. It's too late. So it's easier to keep the hair you have than replace the hair you've lost. Mm-hmm. Nick?
Yes, sir.
Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. You're using Hims right now. Tell me about it.
Thank God for it. Yes, I went online, did filled out the form, filled out the questionnaire, got the doctor prescription. Currently, I'm using the finasteride, the shampoo, and the gummies, which I love. I love the gummies.
Yeah, so delicious. Andy. He got his yesterday and was stoked.
Yeah, actually, I refilled mine. I got mine a couple days ago, and I'll be honest with you, I forgot to take one today. And there's a part of me that's probably thinking about opening Andy's up because they're on his desk.
They're on his desk.
Yeah.
ForHims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss without having to break the bank. You get well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No waiting room, no awkward doctor visits. Save hours by going to ForHims.com. Just like Nick and Andy did. Upload some photos, answer some questions, and a doctor will prescribe what you need. My listeners, get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/Greggy. That's forhims.com/Greggy. forhims.com/Greggy. I printed the ad. You know what I mean? And I forget that usually I just say print page one. Mm. And so I got two additional pages.
Let's Skycam this thing. We got some before and after pictures.
That's it.
That's it.
There's some in the back too. But I mean, that's what it looks
like. Yeah, I got to start using the minoxidil, I think. I want to start doing that. I've used it before in the past. Didn't like having to apply some
here's
in my head.
Here's
but Andy question. Loves it.
So we're pulling aside now. Sure. Of course, we did the Hims thing. We're doing this. Sure, but this is just the Nick over Nick show. Sure. We're talking a lot about Nick today.
Nick over Nicky.
Nick. Are you always going to do stuff? Because you were doing stuff before the Hims stuff as well.
Yeah.
Are you always going to do stuff, or is there just going to come a day you think you're like, fuck it, whatever happens, happens.
If it stays what I got, if I'm looking like I'm looking right now, in my 40s, I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
I think
one day
I'll shave it,
dude.
Yeah, one day. Well, I'm not going to use it because he goes really short with it. I'm going to statham it, where you leave the stubble, like you leave maybe a one around. So
is
like,
that not
see
a Willis?
The side. See, yeah, a Willis is another way to do it. Okay. Well, no, Willis still because he's like, I think he's gone full bald now. I think he shaves it now.
Okay.
But I like the tan head with the faded stubble. Mm-hmm. Where like you have to do a little bit of a fade, but you keep like whatever's up here, you got like a good maybe quarter of an inch at any given time. Maybe an eighth of an inch. I love the way Statham looks. I don't love it when guys decide to cue ball it. Like Clements, I always want him to just like grow a little bit of the stubble out.
Doesn't he have stubble now or no?
No, I saw at E3 he's really cleanly shaven. It looks good, don't get me wrong, but I'm like, let me see what option B looks like, big cat. Okay. Like grow a little stubble out a little. But he's also white. He's also very white. He can't get the tan.
Oh, sure.
The Statham is 2 points. Right, parts. One, get super jacked and tan.
Yeah, okay.
And two, grow just a little stubble and a cool beard.
Gotcha.
Cool beard. He looks a little like Andre Agassi.
Clements. Tim?
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
So I want to talk about Instagram ads.
Ooh.
Here's the thing.
Again, I've fallen in love with Instagram.
Yeah. So you see a lot of these ads, right?
I do. Yeah, yeah. It's how I got my suit for prom.
So that's kind of how I'm going to start this conversation. I understand that, you know, the man and the machines listening to us, a lot of scary things that can happen from
that.
Oh,
yeah. Fucking scary, man.
And,
I like this.
And one day shit might end very, very badly for everybody.
It's already getting weird.
Terminator 2, we saw it, right? We understand.
So you're talking about, like, when if we're sitting around, like, and you're like, I just bought these new sunglasses. And I'm like, oh, those sunglasses. And we're saying the name of the sunglasses. Movement.
Movement sunglasses.
Blah, 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 blah. And then, like, 2 days later, I get a movement. It shows up.
And we talked about this a long time ago, back when it was still, like, a new thing going on where me and Gia were talking about.
My phone just
about,
got, like, a slack. And I was like, Jesus, is it movement? Do they know?
Who wants sunglasses?
A while back, where, like, it must have been like a year ago now, where me and Gia made, like, we had the idea to make the mac and cheese with
Cheetos,
with
hot Cheetos.
Cheetos. And I'll never forget. It. We're talking about it. And that you're not a fan?
I said, I'll never forget.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I was very proud of you guys because it was like, you. Gia always wants you to be healthy.
Yeah.
And I was usually really pushing the healthy shit hard. And then she got her wine obsession. And then it was just like, to see, like, hey, we're making mac and cheese hot Cheetos. And I was like, fuck.
Well, it's wine and hot Cheetos with her. Yeah. Those are her two.
The weaknesses?
The weaknesses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We went to see Tag a couple days ago.
Yeah. Sure.
And, looking forward to it, by the way.
She fucking brought a bag of hot Cheetos. Oh, and the Gia special is the hot Cheetos. She'll roll the bag. And then has chopsticks.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like,
wow.
Great.
Wow.
Now I'm going to go you one.
You just blew my fucking mind with a brilliant way to eat Cheetos.
It is amazing. Dude, it is amazing.
My wife did this thing the other day that I had never thought to do before in my life. And I'm like, how did that never occur to me? We got down. I forget what it was. We got down to the bottom of a bag of something. And like there was all this extra level. And I was thinking, I'm like, how? I hate. Yeah. The reason she took it, just cut it.
Yeah,
fold it up just a little bit, paperclip back in, and I took it out. And I was like, "What? How the fuck did I never
That's
think
some
to
smart
do this?"
Shit.
And it's a, and of course, you know my wife, perfectly clean cut,
yeah,
like a fucking serial killer did it. I was like, "I have to do this forever now."
Do you
forever.
Use for life hack?
I did.
I love that.
That's true. That was a big part of BuzzFeed for a while.
Yeah, oh, the life hacks for sure.
I had a there was once a time,
hacker,
and everybody watching, you're free to tweet this at me. Where I think it was BuzzFeed. Was like, here's a great way to store the lids for Tupperwares and for like pots and pans.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's a brilliant one. I How need to do that. That's a huge problem for me. I forgot. And now every time I open my pots and pan lid drawer, I'm like, I fucking failed.
Thing.
I failed.
It was that thing.
I don't know how to do this.
Oh man, I did this thing the other day where we've been cooking a lot because I'm still on this like weird
cooking with Greg
way to eat. And which means I needed more. Finally, I was like, we got to just go get more Tupperwares. But the problem is we live in a San Francisco apartment. We got no fucking space. I don't have drawers.
Sure.
So that means if I put one more thing in the drawer, other shit has to come out. So it was this whole project. But now finally I open up my bottom drawer and I look down and it's perfectly placed Tupperware with the according, like the proper lids underneath them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, this is how to live, man.
This is how you,
do it.
Yeah.
Fucking take responsibility for your life.
Yes. The hot Cheeto thing, right? We talked about it. And then the next day, both me and Gia separately got hot Cheetos mac and cheese ads on our Instagram for like places. And it was from San Diego. So it's not like I'm like next door. It was like, oh, this random place serves like their specialty is hot.
And do you think it's because it was listening or it's because you tweeted or Instagrammed already about your hot Cheetos?
It was listening. It was before we made it.
Okay. My apologies.
Yeah, sorry. It was before we were talking about it. We came up with the idea of it. And then. Then we saw this. I was like, "That's fucking weird. Like, there's no way
that magic. That's not a coincidence.
Yeah,
you've never. When's the last time prior to that you had a fucking Cheetos ad?
Yeah,
probably never.
Exactly. Chester Cheetos.
And then it happened like months later when I was talking to Joey. Me and her were walking to lunch, and I was talking about Gia's new job, which is like organic tampons that are kind of like Loot Crate, where it's like a monthly service where they'll send you stuff. And later that day, me and Joey both got organic tampon ads for
The competitor? Fuck that. Fuck that. Don't do those.
Put them in a body bag.
Which, are we allowed to say Gia's company's name?
Yeah, Cora.
Cora? Fucking shop Cora. Or if your fucking vagina's going to fall out. If you have a vagina, you don't put Cora up your vag. Put it up your vag.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Cora.
I've been trying to like get her to like pitch the company on like different like Instagram like hashtags they can use. And I'm saying like do hashtag best flow in the game.
Oh, that's good too.
And get them to like post their favorite.
You know what I do?
How about feel our flow?
That's good too.
Vagin awesome.
Oh my God.
Kind of like fucking vagin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vagin awesome.
Yeah.
I'll say it again. Yeah. Okay. You get it now.
Freshest smelling vagina.
That one's good too. Right.
Fresh smelling vagina.
So,
no cap? No?
We've been talking
better
a lot
than
stuff.
Bleeding in your pants.
Don't let it go down your leg.
We
have no understanding of the female body, do we?
Man, this went from okay to not okay.
What are you going to do?
But it just blew my mind that this happens, and it's like, yes, there's a lot of reasons to be upset about it. I understand that. That's not what my topic is. My topic is the exact opposite. Huh. I fucking love it on Instagram. Every goddamn day, I'm scrolling, looking through stuff, looking at all of my friends' pictures and stuff. There's an ad every...
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, it's so many ads. Like, one every four pictures, mm-hmm. it feels like. And it's like, I see so many people online complaining, like, oh, the Instagram ads, there's so many... I love these things. And maybe it's just because I talk about things I love all the time. So guess what I get a ton of ads for?
Naked
girls. Jackets.
Yeah. Yes.
Dope fucking jackets, man. Or random ass tech that glows blue. They just fucking know. Mm-hmm. And I just keep seeing the stuff. And I'm like... And
so you think... Or you know, are we saying we know that it's following you that closely about the blue? But it's not just saying, oh, he buys other blue stuff, we should do this.
No, it's literally listening. It is proven, it is happening. Okay. There's YouTube videos.
Like,
if you don't believe me, there's YouTube videos of people doing tests where they're like, I'm going to say this random word, and they film it. And it's like time lapse of how long until the ads actually show up.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's like, well, me, I got the opposite, you know, the Spidey suit. But it's because I think I followed... I was already following Style by Marvel, which is like the Marvel stuff. But I, you know, eventually ran into a Spider-Man cheese board. Before I was following, I think that's what I started following. I bought the Spider-Man cheese board, and you know, I talk about cheese boards a lot with Jen. Obviously, I talk about Spider-Man a lot because I know shirtless Spider-Man. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
I got my suit from. I mean, I was getting Oppo as well, but there was a shiny.
I like how we can't agree. I don't know who's right because it's like opposite. So wouldn't it be Oppo suits? And then you call it Oppo.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you mad.
Are they fucking paying us to say their name?
No.
Then we call it vagina suit.
I want them to give me a free suit.
We call it
for
vagina
something.
Suit for all I care.
Stop saying vagina, man.
No, I don't. It's a technical term. It's scientific.
Vagina?
It's a technical
term. But no, then I ended up getting my suit from Shine Nasty is the one. But it only came up because I was talking about 90s suits that I needed to get. And so I'm like looking at this shit. And I brought this up on a morning show, I think, at some point. I got recommended I was talking to Gia about wireless charging for our bedstand. Mm-hmm. And I got recommended this smart bedstand that not only glows blue when you stand up as a nightlight, but you can just put your phone and your watch and stuff and it charges all of it. And Greg, I'm going to sell you on this right now.
It plays wrestling music.
It plays music. It has speakers, so you can have it play whatever you want as an alarm. But it has a drawer that you open up. Guess what the drawer is?
Dildos
it's a fucking
shit.
Fridge. It's a fucking fridge that you can keep LaCroix next to.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
What?
And a cold dildo.
Nobody needs a fucking fridge in there.
Well, Greg, you can cool the dildo off before it goes inside.
All right, you turned it around.
So anyway, I'm just like, I love it because at this point.
So you know that Instagram ads and all this stuff they're doing could be used against us one day, and the government can listen, and they're going to come for us.
They're probably being used against us now.
I'm going to open it and see if I can.
Our search results and all of our personal information is, right? Like there's that big thing with the NSA, all the Snowden stuff. Like that shit's all fucking real. It's still happening. Like there was never really a resolve to that, and people just stopped caring. The problem is people just don't really care about a lot of things like this. I don't mind if a website's using the cookies that for that website to fucking tell other websites to like, hey, show this guy shoes. I don't mind that, you know? And sometimes I actually use it as a reminding tool. I'm like, oh, right, I was looking at Nikes. I need a new pair of shoes. Yeah. I should probably do that. I do hate it when I'm looking for a tux for one occasion, and now literally every ad I get served across the board is a tux.
This is different, though. This is not the predictive tux stuff, though, because that is just literally the things that you looked at they're going to tell you a million times.
Of course.
All these people that follow
the things
us are
that you bought
see
on
our
Instagram.
Ads on Rooster Teeth everywhere because
of course.
They consume our content. Like, that's just how it goes.
That stuff I don't mind, and I think the ship has sailed on that. What I don't like is anytime something's happening that you are not made aware of. I find that to be insidious. Right? Apple got into trouble with the battery stuff, which I honestly believe that they were like, oh, this is legitimately to actually help the consumer and conserve battery power, so it slows down the phone. But they should have. That's not why they got in trouble. They got in trouble because they didn't give you the option. They didn't tell you that this was happening. And I think the fact that your phone's speaker is always listening to you, or excuse me, microphone's always listening to you, is fucking terrifying and insidious and absolutely shouldn't happen.
Oh, does it really?
Sure it tells you. Are you talking about the terms of service where it's like, hey, we've changed this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not. And by the way, that's go watch the Senate hearing with Facebook and how they were like, it's in the terms of service.
You know what I mean? When it's like you go to the Apple the app updates thing and then
sure.
It shows
what
like,
we changed?
Change
What's
log,
new?
Change log. Yeah, yeah. That's what it's called. Anyways, no. Everything you're saying is absolutely right.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to talk about that side of it because that's not fun and that shit's scary. I'm talking about the fun side of it. Where it's like, dude, honestly, my Instagram's fucking lit as hell right now because it's just recommending me a bunch of shit that I like.
Okay.
And it's like, and that's the thing is like, I've trained it to be on my side and not work against me because I swipe up on things that I'm interested in and it goes there. And then it's like, oh, Tim likes this type of stuff. It's fucking great, including mm-hmm. product that I need to tell the fucking world about.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's. Oh, are we the headphone thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you teased this, but I don't know what it is, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the Neurophones.
Okay. And to be clear, as you...
Not an ad.
This is not a Kind of Funny sponsorship. You just found something you love.
This is the thing. I fucking love this. Okay. And it came to me because of Instagram.
Do they glow blue?
They don't glow blue.
Okay.
They don't.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. I've talked on the show for hundreds of episodes.
Sure.
You guys know I really like music. I'm really into tech, really into headphones and all that stuff. I would consider myself a, like... prosumer audiophile, where it's like, I'm definitely not a professional. I definitely don't really know what I'm talking about, but I will never use Apple's like fucking earbuds, right?
You're not using those Beats by Dre?
No, I will not use Beats by Dre. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm using the headphones where I'm like, I do the research, try to get the
sure.
nice ones.
Sure.
And I like hip hop music a lot. So I, like bass really matters to me. And I'm really into that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I buy a dedicated sound card for my computer because I want it to be have the DAC and all that shit. So it's good, right? And this shit has always mattered to me. Now, recently, I'm like, I'm about to go travel a lot for the rest of the year for a bunch of trips. So I was like, I want to upgrade my headphones. It's been a while since I've had a nice pair. So I've been looking into it. And there's some that get all the way up to about $1,000. And I know that's fucking crazy.
It's not crazy if you use them a lot.
But that's my thing. I would use them a lot.
Spend your $1,000 however you want to spend your
$1,000. And I've been eyeing these things literally... for 10 years now. And it's like they've always been the top level ones that I'm looking at. Alfredo bought a $500 pair of the ones I've been looking at like 6 years ago. Still uses them to this day. Loves them. Listens to them all the time. So I've been looking at that and I've just never been able to rationalize. Because I'm like, that's fucking insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
But
I mean, it's like, whatever. I buy a nice TV because I like my TV, right?
Yeah.
I like listening to music. It'd be worth it. These things pop up because I was like talking to Gia about headphones, and I was like, anytime I'm trying to do a purchase that like is ridiculous, I talk it out with her first, just to like try to have her talk me down. She never talks me down though.
Hell yeah.
So it's like, so I end up having to talk myself out of things most of the time. But whatever. So that was happening, and then these motherfuckers came into my life, and I was like, when I first saw this, it was like the best headphones ever, new headphone technology. Scoffed at it. I was like, there's no way this is fucking placebo effect bullshit.
Sure.
Like, headphones have had a standard forever. Sound cannot get better than it has gotten. CD quality is CD quality. Like, we're at that place, right? I'm interested. I was like, just like, all right, what do you got for me, Neurophones? I click on these motherfuckers, start reading, and all of a sudden I start seeing all these websites that I've read for years. Headfi.org, like audiophile stuff, like Forbes, Wirecutter, Wired, like people that I trust in sound being like, these are the best headphones I've ever used. And I'm like, let me look into this. Now, first off, this is an amazing, cool case that comes with it. There's magnets. You gotta love magnets.
Yeah, you
gotta
love magnets.
Right?
You do.
So then you open it. So they're just headphones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bluetooth headphones?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
And it first off, it's like Bluetooth. If you want quality, you're not gonna go wireless. This shit is technology they use in NASA.
Okay.
Motherfuckers.
Like that.
So here's the thing. A lot of people, there's the over-ear headphones, right? And then there's the in-ear earbuds. Mm-hmm. Over-ear. Better overall, but earbuds better at some things. They're going to be better at bass because they're really getting in your ear. What if I showed you the
answer? Oh, this is both. This Kevin. Is both.
Give me 2 seconds.
You wanted Skycam, I think. But
there's earbuds that are built into it.
Okay.
Now, here's what these headphones fucking do, guys.
They fuck your ear, clearly.
And this sounds crazy.
Strap yourself in, Nick.
I'm going to fucking strap
There's microphones built into the earbuds. You put these things on. It connects to your phone. There's an app that tests your hearing where it sends tones in and the reverberations and echo of everything. It does a match on all the stuff and the neurological or whatever the fuck stuff. It does a test to find the you know when you look at like equalization on music things? It equalizes it to be the perfect experience for you.
This is fascinating.
And I'm like,
I'm fascinated. That's
fucking nuts. And it's winning all these awards for like technology updates and like, or like discoveries and shit. And I was like, all right, I still don't believe it, right? It comes with a basic profile you use. And I'm like, these headphones don't sound good. Then I ran the test, takes about 10 minutes. And I listen to them like, oh my God.
I can hear God.
I have amazing headphones at home. These are on another fucking level. I was just like, I'm hearing things in songs I've heard 1,000 times on high quality shit, and I'm hearing things I've never heard before. the idea is
Charlie Manson talking backwards.
because it's equalizing to you, you hear things the way that little kids hear things before their ears are damaged over years. So I'm like, that's fucking nuts, right?
Yeah.
Then on top of that, it's enhanced because it knows how your ears listen to things. The in-ear earbuds handle the highs and the mids. The outer part does the bass. And it's an actual physical fucking thing. So it's like when you're in a car and you can feel the bass.
It's just a lot of bass.
And there's a thing called immersion mode.
Uh-huh.
You can change, like it's the one dial that you do have. And you can change it and it changes how much bass there is. So it simulates being at a concert. So you can be like right in the front row. Or you can be in the back. Or you can be wherever you want to be. And it fucking feels. I've always wanted a physical reaction out of music, and this is the first time I've had them from headphones.
Wow.
And I know I sound like a crazy person right now, but this is like one of those, this is like an iPhone level, holy shit, I never thought we'd get something like this, where I'm like, these things are amazing, and I can feel the fucking music, Nick.
That's all you've ever wanted.
That's all you've ever wanted. Now, what's crazy is I was like, am I just fucking drinking the Kool-Aid?
Sure.
I mean, I knew it sounded good, but I was like, is it really doing all this shit? I had Gia do it.
Yeah. And Gia doesn't take no shit from headphones.
She doesn't give a fuck about any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Ran her test, because you can have three profiles. Ran her test. She was like, holy shit, this sounds good. I listened to hers. It sounds horrible.
That's so fascinating. So I'm like,
this is actually really fucking doing this.
That's really cool.
And then I read a bunch of reviews. I went back afterwards. I'm like, I can't believe that these are as good. These fucking weird Instagram things. But no, dude, there was Kickstarter. And again, NASA's using the technology for stuff.
That's really fucking cool. That makes sense, though, right?
Because how much were they?
So these are $400,
okay,
which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Less than $1,000, though. Way less. Sure. And there's a whole bunch of deals. I ended up getting them.
Oh, so these weren't the $1,000 ones that you were looking at getting prior?
No.
Okay.
These just came into my life because I was talking about those.
Right.
I ended up getting these for around $250 because there's a bunch of deals like out there that you can get, including one. In the description below, you get 20% off if you use my refer code. Oh. And what they do is if you get 6 people to refer, they'll send you more. Like they send you another
pair. So 6 people do it. They
every
send you a pair?
Every 6 people, you get a free pair.
Every 6 people?
Yes.
No
you get
way.
A free pair.
No way.
Let's try to get 20
okay,
pairs.
Let's do it.
Why wouldn't they?
I feel like we have a giant audience, and I bet a bunch of people.
I don't think a lot of people are that interested in high-quality headphones. You know, that's a niche market
fair,
for sure.
Fair,
but if you are interested, I'm telling you, these are fucking amazing.
Do they work with PlayStation 4s?
Yes, Bluetooth. They do.
Okay.
Yeah, they do not work with Switch, unfortunately. Now, but here's the thing, though. These headphones, it's just like it's some weird proprietary cable, but you could get lightning cables, cables to make it work.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Kevin from the Kind of Funny Press Pool, what's your question?
If we're using it with the PS4, does it still go through your app or is it no longer connected?
Yeah, are you no longer on a profile or are they just headphones now?
Yeah, they're just.
You need the app. You still need your app to kind of. You can use them without the app and it'll just be your last profile you use.
Oh, okay.
So it'll stick to you.
All right.
But you can't then fuck with immersion mode. You can't fuck with the base levels and all of that stuff. Which is fine. But what's crazy about them is, well, one thing that's crazy. There's a lot of crazy stuff. This is the stupid crazy thing. You put them on, it goes, hello, Tim Geddes.
What? I don't like that one bit.
I'm telling you, man, when they take over, when the machines take over, we're all just going to be like, all right.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Life's better.
Yeah, it is.
Battery lasts 20 to 30 hours. I'm like, that's fine. Yeah. USB-C charge, so it charges fast. But they're firmware upgradable. And their whole thing is like, these are the headphones. There shouldn't be a new pair coming out later that you're going to regret. When there's new features, they're going to give them to you here.
See, I love that. And I know why companies don't do that, because selling new tech, selling new cables, selling all that shit is how you make money these days. I love companies that do that, that are just like, you're just going to upgrade. You buy one set, you're good forever. Or at least for the next like 10, you know, 5 to 10 years.
I really think that with their whole referral program and with how they're pushing it, they just want to get these things out there because they truly believe that like, there is a niche market for this, and once they penetrate it, it's totally just.
Here's what I think, and I'm going to go back to my original thing. Mm-hmm. I still think you're going to, and I'll be interested to see how many of these fucking headphones you end up with.
Well, do you have
because I feel like you say we're an audio podcast. How many people listen to our shit all the time? You know what I mean? And like we know how much more popular we are as an audio podcast than a video thing. So there's people listening to us all the time. You assume in headphones, in cars, stuff like that. Sure, but with headphones, and I bet. Even though, sure, you want to buy these because you want to fucking hear what Nick sounds like breathing into the mic and saying.
I'm going to take you back to 1984.
No, no. All right,
the year I discovered Twinkies.
Nobody wants it necessarily, but I'm sure they switch over to music sometimes.
Yeah, that's the thing is I haven't listened to podcasts with it. I should probably do that just to see. But, sure. Podcasts kind of tap out at a certain level.
Sure, 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 voices, sure, sure.
But I'm sure it does sound way perfect.
And to be clear, again, we are not getting any money
absolutely
from these people.
Absolutely not sponsored.
This is just something you legitimately like.
Yeah, totally. And my thing, if we do end up referring enough to get free ones, I'm totally down to give them away. I would love an extra pair to leave at work.
Yeah.
Love for you guys to have these. These are fucking cool, man.
Kevin, you don't need to listen to anything.
Cons to them. Dibs. They are a little weird. Like, it's uncomfortable to have a thing in your ear and a thing over your ear.
It feels like a
is
face.
Is it uncomfortable or is it unnatural?
It's different.
Yeah,
it's different.
Exactly.
I feel that's like it's like a face hugger from Alien, but on your ear.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of like it. The noise canceling is, like, there's not, like, noise canceling technology in it, but, like, because of that, it does totally cancel out the noise. Mm-hmm. There's buttons on the side that can, like, just pause whenever you need to, so that's super convenient. The other con I've experienced is they are a bit heavy compared to other headphones. So laying down with them is a little uncomfortable because they keep sliding off.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting up, you're like, I cannot wait to fly with these things, man.
You smell them?
Yeah.
And they're high quality. They're
they
nice.
Have a smell to them.
A good smell?
It's like a new.
I love that smell. It's new leather smell. It's like that new car smell.
Let me smell it again. Pads
I feel like that's like too. That's too
touch
personal.
The fucking ear pads, bro.
Pads?
It's squeezy. So soft. Let me smell them again. I like that smell.
Yeah, just fucking huff them.
Ah, that's weird.
Oh, God. It smells like a new car.
Yeah.
I love that smell so much.
Kevin, were you as caught off guard as I was today when I said, hey, Adri, have you ever done whippets? And she's like, yeah.
Yes, I really was. Like,
oh, okay. And they had a whole conversation about it. She was like, Kevin, you've never done drugs? Kevin's like, no. And then they went into, and
why are
and
this you listening? Is, that's not a conversation.
This is my favorite Kevinism ever. Where you know how Kevin will like argue with you a little bit? He'll pick one thing. Argue. And she was like, you've never done drugs? She's like, well, you drink though. Mm-hmm. And Kevin's like, yeah, but that's not a drug. And she's like, but no. Alcohol is a drug. And you're like, he's like, no, it's not an illegal narcotic. And that was the spirit of your first question. And I was like, he's right. He's not wrong.
Fucking God, he's not wrong. Champ.
Because then she was like, well, you smoke cigarettes and that's nicotine and caffeine. It's like,
that
all
right, is a drug.
Like,
those are drugs.
Not, yeah, I know. But like, she that's meant. That's not what it was. That's
when
not
someone
what
asks you, have you ever done a drug? It starts after weed.
Like, have you ever,
you know what I mean?
Have you ever buffed a vodka?
I think it starts
like
before weed.
Set up your ass.
Yeah, that's
when you butt chug it.
Yeah.
I think it starts before weed.
Not anymore because weed's legal now. It's not really a drug anymore.
It's legal, but
now
it's
just like candy.
It's still it's not though.
It's just like candy.
That's not. It's like sugar. It's not legal everywhere, so I think because of that.
If it was legal everywhere,
well, to be fair, neither is alcohol.
Oh fucking goddamn!
Where is alcohol illegal?
There are dry counties.
But
fucking pumped,
like,
everybody.
That's just the
you're
county
getting
being
pumped.
Really fucking weird.
Yeah. I know. Hey, man, I don't
weird
go to those places. I don't go to places that don't support my bad habits.
I'll tell you what. I bet you in
it's
all
like
those counties, there's people that drive out of the county. You know what I mean?
No, sure. They're fucking sure should do. There's counties where like they don't sell alcohol on Sundays, so they just drive to the next town over. It's like you're fucking whatever. You're just ridiculous. I might also be.
But
the case.
Yeah, whippets are scary, man.
What the fuck's a whippet?
It's nitrous oxide, I think.
Yeah. So you know that
Andrea did that.
You know the shit in a can of the carbonate or whatever they put in cans to make a whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
You know when you squirt whipped cream and it goes blue, and there's a mixture of gas and the cream in there that makes it fluffy. Uh-huh. If you do it a certain way,
maybe we shouldn't explain how to do it.
I feel like Steve.
You don't think people
can
just Google whip it?
You know what? I'm just telling you, Mark Freeman's a very innocent.
He's
boy.
Like, Mom, Dad, let's go do some whippets up our ass. I'm like, Mark, I don't think you understand.
Dad's like, whoa, I don't know if you know what a whip is,
Mark.
I think you're confusing boofing and whippeting.
Oh right, that's American colloquialism. Let's boof things. Would you consider moving something up your ass with me?
No. Well,
why not?
With you for like
you?
A show?
Yeah, for fun?
The problem with boofing something up your ass, isn't it? Like you don't control
it. Bypasses your liver and it fucks you up.
Yeah no,
you
I don't feel
do
like
it's very
bypassing
bad.
My liver. That's
you can hurt
bad
yourself
idea.
Very much. Don't do it.
Sure, yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, your liver's in that filters out a lot of the toxins in your body, so when you drink alcohol, that's why they don't kill you.
Yeah.
If you bypass the liver, it can go straight to your intestines and your stomach.
Sure,
it fucks
no,
you
I don't
up.
Do that at all. No.
But it's super fun. That's why like suppositories work. Like if you have migraines, that you put it up there, and that's why it happens. It goes fast. Because it just bypasses all your body's natural like filter mechanisms. Yeah. That's why people, when you want to get really fucked up, will boof some suppositories from migraine meds, two or three a piece. Let's
Jesus.
Go, buddy. We'll go ass to ass, shoot them back
oh
and forth.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Damn.
Shoot him back for ping pong.
Just like Tic Tacs, man.
Oh my God, the noise you made for it going back and forth, it was sounded visual. Right. There it's it is. Yeah, that's visual.
Yeah. How did we get on that topic?
How didn't we? We were talking about getting penetrated in your ear.
I feel like I bring down the maturity level at least 20% to everything we do.
I'm just very impressed that a technology came along that I used that I was like, it reminds me of VR. That's probably the best way I can put it. When you tried VR for the first time and you're just like, this is possible.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that for audio.
Tim, have you thought about using those headphones while in VR?
People do that.
Well, I mean, you should. That seems like a thing you should do. I want to try these headphones. Let it be a third profile.
They'd probably be good for you because you said before in the fight your hearing's not the best.
My right ear, because of some fireworks, not the best at hearing every tone.
I didn't know why, but I would have guessed fireworks.
Yeah, 100% would have guessed fireworks.
Yeah. But that's probably good for you then because it'll adjust those acoustics in your ear, right?
See, I think I have a hard time hearing my wife. Because she's small and she's talking a whit down from me all the time. And then she just talks softly all the time. This could be the solution. If I mic'd her all the time and I just wore these all the time, then I could hear her perfectly.
Also real fun, just mic her all the time. Let's put a camera on. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah. See what she's up to right now. Kevin, throw up the gen cam. We just toss back this wall, see what she's doing.
No. Tyler goes on. She's taking a poop. A French poop.
A French poop.
Don't make that laugh.
Before we get out of here, I want to do a topic. Submit on patreon.com/kindoffunny.
That's my favorite.
Kevin, you sent this one over. It is from Amar. Has Amar ever told us how to say his last name phonetically, Kevin?
He did, and I have it in one of my emails. If you want to wait, I don't know what the plan is.
I mean, is it going to be hard for you to find, you think?
Maybe.
We're going to call him then Amar K. Amar K writes in and says, who would you be if your mother and father never met? Who would you be if your mother and father never met,
well,
we wouldn't be anything.
Yeah, the answer, the easy answer, that we wouldn't exist. I don't know how else to answer that question.
What do you think
the spirit of the question was?
When he gave it to me, I think, who would you be?
I think he means...
Amir. I was totally wrong. Amir. And then it's Cushe Trapal. Say it again.
Cushe Trapal.
Oh, Shea sorry. So easy for all you guys.
Well,
right,
we
cool.
speak English.
All right, you guys. You know what I mean?
We can read the alpha fucking numerica, you know.
I think he means if you were just like adopted by
I, that's where I think it is too. Who would you be, you think, without your mother and father?
And father, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a good
mom
and
dad. It's
a
really tough question.
It's hard because I think a lot of people are products of both genetics and their circumstances.
Nature and nurture.
Right? Exactly. And so I think I had obviously great genetics. and parents that actually gave a shit and were always present in my life, and I think that formed a lot of who I am.
Yeah,
I can't imagine growing up with parents who weren't as present. I think I'd be a lot more of a. I mean, I'd definitely be fundamentally different. I think I'd just be probably less good. Such a flip of the coin, right?
Where I feel like if I was adopted into another family or whatever, my parents died somehow before raising me. It's like okay, cool, like. Do I have the opportunities I had to have my parents to have disposable income to give me a video game system and encourage that hobby? Mm-hmm. And then let's say they did, but when I said I want to write about video games, what if they said, no, that's not a real job. You have to go be something else, right? And they squash that. And then
you're
like,
a lawyer now. Just living a life of quiet desperation.
It's just like Nicolas Cage.
You'd be what?
Physics teacher?
Yeah.
In another life?
Yeah, that's what
you
feel?
Think so?
Mm-hmm. How do you
why did you do physics in high school?
Wait, where do you come to that?
Teacher. If I had different parents, I'd be a physics teacher.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Where are you based on that?
Do you think they would engage you in science and they would say
in
science
my head,
is cool?
Just thinking about who my other parents would be.
Oh, that's fair.
They'd that's interesting. Yeah,
big
yeah,
physics
yeah.
fans.
What I think about, what I do think about a lot.
I could be
they're just huge. They're like E equals MC squared. There you go. Good job.
I could be a good. I could do. I couldn't do it well now, obviously. But another life, I could be a cool mechanic.
Oh yeah,
have that blue jumpsuit like shit all over it. Yeah. And you come in and I'm like,
you can change
bad.
The tire.
It's bad under there, Mr. Scarpino. I'm not gonna lie to you. You got all sorts of damage. God.
You know what's so sad about me? It's so sad about
know.
Me.
I don't know how to do it right
you're
now.
Not there. Yeah,
but
you're
there, I mean, like your undercoating's though. Chipped and your spark this plugs is, ain't sparking.
This is the pathetic part of me. My brain immediately thought, well, this is gonna cost a lot of money, but I should pay it. It's the responsible thing to do.
God.
Every single time they call me back, sir, we've noticed that your wing nuts are a little wingy. Yeah, I mean, it's going to cost a couple. We can get you new wing nuts.
I'll tell you the truth right now. I don't know. I have this accent in this character, but I do. I'll tell you the truth right now, Mr. Scott Pino. I can go in there right now and bust my hump on it. I can have it for you in 2 days. You could drive out of here now without it. But what I mean, that's going to be it's a $6,000 problem. Now it'll be a $60,000 problem in a little bit.
You know, and I'd be like this,
$60,000.
I'd be like, sir, I didn't believe you until you convincingly ran your hand through your hair 3 times, and now you look like you're just as stressed as me. We're in this together.
And now
You
convinced me that my 2004 Honda Accord is worth 3 times as much as it cost originally.
$60,000. My car, Kelley Blue Book value for my car right now, easily $1,500. You want me to spend $6,000 or $60,000 on it? Great, that's it. We're in. God bless it.
I could do it though. You know what I mean? Yeah, I could do that.
Oh, you. By the way, you and Kevin would actually all three of you would be great in any sales industry.
Oh, oh sure.
Okay. Any sales industry.
Yes, mechanic.
Well, no.
I gotta upsell you. Yeah.
See, the thing is, Tim, you haven't taken your car in that much because there's always the front of house guy.
Yeah.
And then there are all the guys that are actually doing the hard work. The front of house guy goes, "No problem, Mr. Scorpion. We're gonna take care of that for you. Here's the quote for these new tires. It's gonna
here's the high, the mid, and the low."
No, they always go, "I found you this nice deal on this thing," and I'm like, "Of course, don't look at any other options." Sometimes if it's too high, I'll be like, can we get that down? What's another option? Just give me the fucking one I'm going to walk out here with.
Oof, you don't want the AR20 tires. Oh.
I got you these nice Toyo 19360s. I think this is going to really go down the road nice. This is
the mechanic voice we are all doing.
Because they're amazing. All mechanics are from New York. No, but there's always the front of the house guy who does the deal and then gets the car for you back and forth. Whatever. Then there's the guy that always does the bad thing. That front of house guy, you'd make amazing. Because you'd go like this. I'm going to sell this motherfucker on a new battery.
Hell yeah, dude.
You call him and be like, "Oh, Mr. Scorpio, I got this battery printout for you. It's not reading good. You're going to need to," I'd be like, "Oh, we got to have a new battery." And then they show you the printout. It's a Crayola crayon drawing of a fucking meter, and it's on empty, and I believe it.
It's looking bad.
It's not good, man.
It doesn't look good.
Toward the E, what you want it to be toward is the F.
I just like the smell of a good mechanic front office. You know what I mean? They got the donuts there. They got the coffee brewing.
But everything's dirty.
There's piles of shit everywhere. And you're like, you walk in, you're like, man, these guys can't keep it clean here because they're so busy fixing cars. I appreciate that.
And the bathroom smells like the most aggressive type of soap.
Yep.
Like the Borax. Hand because it has to get you know what I mean, it has to get the grease off their hands and everyone's aggressive always soap. Greasy.
They got that one calendar in the back that has the black and red dates alternating. You're always like, why is it like that?
They all have
of course.
I think about cars a lot because I love watching the car shows.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think about one day I fantasize. Well, first off about being super rich, and then second off about doing what like Seinfeld or Leto.
Oh sure.
Jay Leno get to do, where they have the garages full of the cars and they get to work on the cars. I don't want that necessarily. I want to be able to like have a garage where I get to like actually redo like classic custom cars. So go back and like remake a car and be able to paint it whatever color I want and drop whatever engine I want.
Yeah.
I think it'd be super fun.
I want a garage with those people chained up in it.
Oh yeah. Oh no, that's the other. That's the garage over.
Bucket full of dog. There you go. Let us out.
You're a psychopath.
Oh my God.
You took my beautiful dream and you sullied it.
You can do what you want in your garage. I do in mine. It's America.
You're holding
you
know people like inside their houses.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever.
Come on now. They don't know. You know.
Maybe they're in on it. Maybe they like the BDSM thing, you know?
You know that like old, I don't even know what the fuck it's called, but people say realize.
No, I do not know that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like real eyes.
Real eyes.
Right.
Real lies.
Real lies.
Real lies.
Oh, yeah. That's deep.
Sure. Today I saw someone tweet out, analyze.
Yeah. Analyze. What was the analyze?
I don't know, but it was funny.
Then eyeballs to handle
butthole. I was like, I see what they're doing.
That's oh, my so fun. God. It's a hard question.
It is a hard question.
Who would you be without your mom and dad?
Deep question.
The thing is, I think, you know, when you ask that question, I think internally, like on a subconscious, like therapy level, I'd be like, what isn't good about me.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
And that's the thing is, like, I think if I had different parents, would I have not grown up overweight? Would I have grown up fit? Without extra flabby skin on me now, without the stretch marks on me now, like, would I have not?
Those are your tiger stripes.
They are my tiger stripes, baby. I don't mind them so much anymore, but they used to bug the shit out of me.
Sure. Your kid, you just want to go to the fucking pool. You got these weird.
Oh yeah, you know, it was one of those. Like, even to this day, people ask me, like, when people don't know me, they're like, "Oh, what? Did you get scratched?" I'm like, "What are you?
Are you fucking idiot? What the hell's wrong with you? You hang out with supermodels? They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you fucking asshole. Most people.
Alexi Lawless is there asking what's going on.
Jesus. All right.
I assume he's very fit and doesn't understand stretch marks.
But no. But so I always think like, what would I be like if I grew up in a family that loves sports?
Yeah.
You know, like I love Big Lou. You guys love Big Lou. Just never cared about sports.
Sure.
So I don't care about sports. But like, I always wonder, like, when I see the dads bring their kids into jiu-jitsu.
Sure.
And the kids start crying and the dad's like, you know, they're nice to the kid, but they're like, no, you got to come back tomorrow. Like, the best way to, like, I know you're frustrated, but you have to keep coming back and you get better. And then I've seen these kids like progress from like these crying little like 3 or 4 year olds to now like, you know, 5-6 years old, and they're confident in themselves, and they're having fun,
fucking,
and they're making
choking
friends.
People out.
Oh, they're choking each other out.
Yeah.
There are these two kids at the gym that are twins. Yeah. They're the most adorable fucking. They have these big pomps with like these big hair. Like, they're just Buffons. Gigantic hair. Yeah, they're more of a pompadour, but a bouffant is a different way to do it. But they're just the most adorable thing. But I've seen them go through those phases of, like, they're kids. They don't understand it. They get frustrated. Yeah. They don't know how to show their emotions, so they cry. So now they're winning competitions. They got all these medals around their neck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder who I'd be if I had a dad that pushed me toward that instead of music.
Because
my dad always pushed me to music.
Kevin's mom would take me and my brother to go pick up Kevin from karate. And that was just as fun as it sounds like.
I love it.
Can you imagine little fucking Kevin doing karate?
Yes.
Little
fucking butterball. Kevin
was not a butterball. It happened in like when he was 16, I want to say.
That's
stung by a bee.
He was tiny, dude.
Dude, I was the same way. I was probably very. I was very svelte until maybe 13. Maybe 12, 13 is when I started packing on the LBs. Mm-hmm. And it was right around the time when I think my mom was like, I think you're good enough, like you're competent enough to really be responsible for your own nutrition. And I was like, I sure am not. I am
everything but mom.
Because you've seen me eat my third Twinkie today, and dinner's in like 5 minutes, but I'm still going on these Twinkies.
Yeah.
So, I used to do karate too. What's that?
You loved them Twinkies.
Oh, I used to suck the filling out and then like put my finger in there.
Sure, who didn't?
It was fun.
We're Americans.
It's great.
Well, I've never done that.
You don't enjoy food. That's your problem. Yeah. You know
the
I mean?
Hostess Twinkie.
Big fan.
One of the best things ever made.
Did you ever? Also, what about the Hostess Cupcake? You ever try to do the thing where you peel off the chocolate, eat out the cream, put the chocolate back on top of it?
No, that's weird. And I don't like the fact that you said eat out the cream. Yeah. Like that.
Well, that's why I don't understand when people are always like, I want to see somebody get a cream pie. I'm like, I did that all the time.
You spit it back out into it, and they're like, oh, look at it. Squeeze it out. Push it out.
Do you know what a cream pie is?
I do.
That sounds like the opposite.
Yeah, he does now.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Game Over Greggy Show.
Episode.
It's been a ride.
Yeah.
You know, to say the least. Each and every week, 4, sometimes 3 best friends gather on this table, each bringing a random topic discussion for your amusement. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can watch us record the episodes live along with the pre-show and post-show. If you don't want to watch it live, you can get it the following Friday. Then audio goes up. You can also get the video with the pre- and post-show. Don't want to give us any money. We get it. Times are tough. You're trying to rub two nickels out there to make a dime. You know what I'm saying? I got you. Cream pies.
You're out there reusing your cream pies. Trying to sell a used cream pie to your kid.
Damn.
Well, I don't know, Mrs. Scarpino. There's no cream in this pie.
I don't know why it's deflated, Mrs. Scarpino. Maybe we could spit some stuff into it together.
You can get it for free on youtube.com/kindoffunny the next Friday. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been our pleasure to serve you.